AM 910 WJCW. And we welcome in Susie Cloyd, as we do every Tuesday morning around 8:15. She, of course, comes to us from Asbury Place in Kingsport. The show is called Ask Asbury. And so we ask Asbury, Susie Cloyd, every week what's going on. First off, I want to remind folks that Asbury Place in Kingsport does sponsor this portion of the program. But Susie's got news for us. What you got this morning?
Well, two things. First of all, I have to tell you that I'm really glad July's over. not because it wasn't a spectacular month. It was like filled. Every minute of it was filled with something. I think I told you and the listeners when it first started, we started out with a bang with the 1st of July. And then, of course, everybody who scheduled a tour in the month of July did receive a free American flag.
Nice.
Ran through the entire month, did the Freedom Barbecue, which was so generously sponsored by Backdraft Barbecue. And then we just finished up Friday, the 29th, with our flag parade on campus. So let me just tell you, from July 1st all the way up to the 31st, we had a month filled with fun, activities, and events. And I just want to thank everybody because we had a huge response from listeners. I have to tell you, in the month of July, I had more listeners from this radio station, from this program, call me and schedule a tour, schedule a visit, ask more questions, and it was all because of this radio show.
Well, good.
So, you know, they've always kind of like been in the background, and they've always been like, you know, just sitting and listening, waiting for their opportunity to learn more. And they didn't waste any time in the month of July. So let me just tell you, July was a huge month for us. It paid off well. And I want to thank everybody, from our residents at Asbury to our sponsors, everybody who we partnered with, and, of course, your listeners, because it was a spectacular month.
Very good.
Yes.
Glad we could be a small part of it, too.
And I always, you know, I don't dwell on the past, but I have to say the last 30 days, they were pretty spectacular. But I want to look forward, too, because we do have a nice August. Which is filled with some nice events. This Thursday is the end of our summer series, Meet the, and we had Meet the Mothers in May. We had Meet the Fathers in June. We had Meet the Veterans in July. And we're doing a series, Meet the Teachers, this Thursday.
Very good.
So we do have social hour this Thursday, which is August 4th from 4 to 6. Anybody that wants to come, and especially our teachers, teachers of any learning lesson, please come and enjoy that evening. We'll be in the Fireside Lounge, and we will have an opportunity to hear and listen and learn from our teachers. So come and enjoy that. That'll literally end our summer series, but I can't think of a better way to end it than to meet the teachers. And
So
that'll be this Thursday, August 4th.
And school is cranking back up.
Exactly.
This week over all the region.
Exactly. And then during the month of August, we're actually focusing on anyone who wants to learn more about a CCRC, not that you couldn't learn about it all year long, you can.
CCRC.
Continuing Care Retirement Community. And what we're doing is we're actually doing a delicious invitation for anybody who wants to come and learn about downsizing, understanding your options and benefits about being in a CCRC. We are doing a couple different things. We want you to come and enjoy a free lunch on us from our award-winning dining service team. But at the same time, you're going to leave with a Asbury-logoed lunchbox and then two coupons to come back to the bistro anytime you want to for another meal.
Nice.
So we want you to come and learn, but it's really more of a one-on-one. We've done lunch and learns in group settings. Now we're just really encouraging anybody who wants to learn about it, understand it better, and then just see how it fits into your future plans. Come and do, let's do some one-on-ones, let's just do some talking and discussing and see maybe, you know, where this fits into your future. And then, of course, in September, we have our fall market and car show. Want to give a huge shout-out to the Kingsport Rod and Gun Club. They're the ones that are going to be bringing the cars to campus.
Mm-hmm.
And then so far, we've got about 18 vendors that will be on campus that day, September 14th, from 10:30 to 3. And so it's kind of a combination of vendor market, obviously fall market, and then, of course, the car show. And who doesn't love to see cars in the fall? Isn't that just a pretty neat thing? Just to be able to walk the campus, enjoy some really good food from our award-winning dining team, and then also, too, to enjoy the vendors who will be on site that day.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
It is.
Planned for that.
It is.
You go back in your mind and your memory to a special favorite car when you were younger?
Oh, you know, my daddy was a Ford guy. So anything, like we had a Ford Fairlane. And you know, back in the day, those steering wheels were huge. I don't know how us little girls ever got our hands around those steering wheels. And then you didn't have power steering. So it was like everything in your upper body strength just to make a turn if you weren't, you know, moving.
No wonder you're so fit today.
Well, maybe. I don't know. But I just will always, you know and be traditional with my daddy because he was a Ford guy. And it just seems like that speaks to me.
Just a sidebar question, thought I'd ask.
Mm-hmm.
There, so.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Susie Cloyd with us, of course, from Asbury Place in Kingsport, and talking about, yes, her favorite car memories, but also, of course, what's happening at Asbury Place. Now, you mentioned the invitation for folks to come and learn a little bit more about a CCRC community, and Asbury Place of Kingsport certainly wears that designation proudly. For our listeners who may not have necessarily gotten up to speed on what CCRC implies and gives, if you would, benefits. Let's run over that, if you would.
Sure, absolutely. Of course, as I said, a continuing care retirement community is every level of care, meaning when you come, most people who come and get there, they're coming in very residential, very independent living. Mm-hmm. They don't necessarily need anything out of that support system, that care level system. But they've already seen the future, and they've already realized downsizing from a 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 square foot home into a more manageable space, like a villa, a 2-bedroom apartment. You're into something more manageable, maybe between 1,400 square feet to about 2,500 square feet. But then you're also in a support system. So meaning that if things change or when things change, you have levels of care that are already at your fingertips. You don't have to go out and look for it again. It's going to be there readily available for you. And obviously, you're going to get preference because you're already a resident there. So you're going to have first preference when things do change.
Mm-hmm.
Also, part of that level of care, you've got a healthcare system with an award-winning rehab and therapy department. And, you know, let's say you do have a fall. Let's say you do have a need for strength building and some therapy and rehab. That's where our long-term care and skilled nursing with the healthcare piece comes in. And then let's just say maybe there's a level of care or condition change where assisted living is more appropriate or possibly even memory care. We have that level of care as well. All the way up to our nursing home, which is Basemont House, and, of course, obviously skilled care, long-term care, and sometimes end-of-life care. So it's from the very beginning all the way through to the very end. But it is a seamless process, and that first decision you make to come to campus, move on campus, and change that lifestyle and live into a new lifestyle is probably the hardest decision you're going to make because everything else is kind of self-navigated. Once things change, you're literally going to navigate through that continuing care retirement community.
And, that is, you know, it's a perfect sort of thing, like you said, from A to Z all
yes.
the way through there.
Yes,
so,
yes.
And it sounds almost, I'm sure it's not quite this easy, but it almost sounds like a turnkey sort of operation.
It is. It is. And it is that easy. Believe it or not, I think sometimes people come and they try to overcomplicate it or they try to make it, you know, too diverse or too, like I said, complicated. Mm-hmm. And believe it or not, it's not. I mean, the answers will present themselves. Solutions will be there for you to have as options. And it really, the easy part is just decide. Just decide how you want it to look and feel, you know, get into the community, move to campus, and take that next step. Be brave, be bold, and just know that once you take that first step, we'll handle everything else from there.
Is the idea of downsizing what makes some people stay on the fence rather than jumping off? And how do you deal with it?
Well, of course, we do a couple seminars each year on how to downsize.
Right.
We have the real estate professionals come, and we partner, and we have a really good partnership with some companies that will come in and do a turnkey job for you, meaning they'll come in and do your estate planning. You take out what you know you're bringing with you to Asbury. They'll do the rest.
And if you're talking about in terms of belongings.
Belongings, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know you're going to have certain pieces of furniture, things that are important to you, things that are special to you. You go ahead and group all of that, what you're bringing with you, and then these estate planners will come in and do the rest for you. And if anybody wants to learn more about that, they can give me a call at Asbury Place, and I'll give those companies to you so that you can start planning in that process.
I presume, of course, they're bonded and certified.
They are, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay.
And they're the best. They mm-hmm. stay booked. So uh-huh. I'm telling you, if you see this planning process on the horizon for you, don't wait. Don't dilly-dally. You know, call me. Let's get a plan together. And then, can you believe we're in the downhill slope of another year? I mean, you know, once you get out of July, it's downhill from there, getting us to the holidays and to Christmas.
Let's say coasting, not
coasting,
downhill.
Coasting, yes, yeah. Well, and I know that downhill sounds a little drastic, but you know, the better part of your year is behind you now. So now you're looking at change of condition, change of weather conditions, change of season, fall and winter. What can you get done before that impact of the weather change happens and we can help you get in and get settled?
Sounds like the ants and the grasshoppers, and you're the grasshoppers to help everybody, right?
Exactly. Yes, that's a good way to
maybe
look at it.
In the parable, it was the ants that were diligent, weren't
that's
they?
That's right.
Yeah, sorry about that. Anyway, whether it's ants or grasshoppers, you're going to find the
right
answer to your retirement
right
living.
There are solutions.
That's
trust
right
me, there are solutions.
At Stedman, well, Stedman Place, of yeah course, is part of the Asbury campus as well, too. Susie Cloyd joins us every week to tell us what's going on at Asbury Place in Kingsport, and you did a remarkably good
thank
job
you
here filling
thank
up
you
the airwaves here. And
thank you.
Looking forward to next week when you'll be back to join us here. You have cleaned out your garden for the summer. So
I
thank
have
you for
much
what you brought.
You are
us
welcome
here.
Enjoy it.
All righty. You take care, and we'll
all
talk
right
to you next week.
Thanks, guys.